In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
A woman enters a dwelling carrying a small box. She looks up some stairs.
John? Croissants from La Bergamote. Almond?
She finds a gold-colored purse on a small table. She sighs deeply.
I'll be in the kitchen making some coffee.
The woman goes into the kitchen, then stops, wide-eyed. She drops the croissants as she discovers a naked woman's body on the floor. A pool of blood has seeped into a rug. Soon after...
Who found her?
Margot, the lady that works here, found the DOA, called it in.
You mean the maid?
Town folks call them personal assistants. Anyway, she's pretty shook up. We sat her down in the living room.
Is she the owner?
Margot says she never saw her before. Place is owned by John David Myers.
The song guy?
We could take a tour of his Tonys in the den.
Well, do we know who she is?
Carrie Gunderson, if she belongs to the pocketbook we found in the front hall.
Crouching, Eddie lifts a sheet covering the body.
Half a dozen stab wounds, defensive wounds on her forearms and hands.
Did Margot say when Myers will be back?
Oh, he's here. Upstairs bedroom? You're gonna love this.
Lenny frowns. They enter a bedroom where a shirtless man is clutching a pillow and rocking back and forth in a bed.
Mr. Myers?
Myers doesn't respond.
Mr. Myers, this could run longer than his last show.
With a slight scowl, Mr. Myers continues the rocking motion. The New York City skyline is lit up at night. Police officers work the city streets. The word law moves in front of a squad car, and a man is led away in handcuffs. Detective Lenny Briscoe is wearing his tie loosened around his open shirt collar. Detective Eddie Green is on the phone at his desk. Then Lieutenant Anita Van Buren is shown. The word order appears in front of a courthouse and a U.S. flag waves. Scenes from a courtroom are shown. Executive Assistant D.A. Jack McCoy is leaning on his desk. Assistant D.A. Serena Sutherland is also at a desk. And D.A. Arthur Branch is in an office. Law and order. The detectives and the assistant D.A.s walk down a hallway together.
He went to the theater last night. A premiere. Half past dawn.
You went with Miss Gunderson?
He went alone. He never mentioned her. I never saw her before.
No offense, ma'am, but this might go a whole lot easier if Mr. Myers answered the questions.
John didn't kill that girl.
You were here?
No, but I've worked for him for 12 years. He's a good person. A good, sensitive, caring person.
So you don't know?
I met her at the show. We went to Joe Allen's for the party after. I never saw her before.
But you got to know her pretty well.
We had too much to drink. We made love. I fell asleep.
He has a lawyer. I'm going to call.
Detective, you should see this.
Investigators have found a display box with various knives.
What are these, props for Camelot?
They're real. That one belonged to General Custer. This one was Aaron Burr's. Mr. Myers is a collector.
Weird hobby.
John has a sense of history.
Get them all down to forensics.
Lenny!
Eddie motions for his partner to see a dark stain on a carpet.
It looks like mud. Was this here yesterday?
No. We worked here all day. I would have noticed. Besides, Sally was here. She cleans every afternoon.
And is this always unlocked?
Eddie opens a door.
The alarm wasn't on when I came in.
Later...
So when Myers and Miss Gunderson get done sweating up the sheets, he passes out, she comes downstairs for a nosh.
And shocks the hell out of a burglar. Why would a guy with a crib like this forget to turn on the alarm?
Miss Gunderson's body is taken out on a stretcher.
I guess he had other things on his mind.
With the ME...
After a fun night of vodka and sex, she bled out between 2 and 3 a.m. There's some slight bruising here on the outside of her hips.
Rape?
No, I doubt it. The hip bruises may mean that she was on top.
Go, Rogers.
8 stab wounds to the chest and abdomen makes me think this guy was making a statement.
What, hi, I'm pissed off?
No, 1 or 2 thrusts is pissed off. 8 without hesitation wounds is uncontrollable rage.
She covers the body.
Why, John David Myers, huh? In college, I played Maggie and Out to Lunch.
I know where he got the title. Now, put it this way, his piano stool's missing a leg.
Honestly, this dude didn't look like he had enough rage to swat a fly.
He looks at the knives.
Any of these do the deed?
Well, as far as I can tell, no. None of the incisions match. Forensics ran Luco on the lot. None of them had any traces of blood.
With Lieutenant Van Buren.
Tell me again why you don't want to slap the chains on Mac tonight.
Well, the ME says the killer was filled with rage. This girl said yes. That would make most dudes happy.
Yeah, but not the guy she said no to.
You're saying she was someone else's target. Okay.
Whoever broke in went through a lot of trouble just to walk away empty-handed. He could have followed her and Myers home.
All right, keep someone on Myers while you find out what you can about the girl.
The detectives nod. Office of Stephen Kane, 172 West 44th Street.
That was Gunderson?
Yeah, first name Carrie.
Sorry, she's not here.
She could have been somebody's guest, though, right?
Sure.
Somebody like John David Myers?
Leave it to John. You know, I've been sending him these invites for the past, I don't know, 3 years. Not even an RSVP. My heart nearly stopped cold when his assistant called my assistant and said that he'd be coming.
What, he's not a big party person?
They all sit.
You know the boat pond in Central Park? John went skinny dipping there once with Miss October.
Nothing like a midnight swim.
Only it was after lunch at Sardi's. John wasn't what you'd call shy. And then just like the Russian tea room, he's gone. He doesn't answer calls, he doesn't show his face in public.
So no openings, no parties.
The biggest shame of all is he hasn't written a note of music.
This is Carrie Gunderson. Was she with him at the party?
Sure, she was with him. Not what he used to bring.
How so?
She kept him from taking that last martini.
And she's not a regular on the party circuit?
I never saw her before.
Apartment of Carrie Gunderson, 468 Amsterdam Avenue.
Oh my God.
Was Carrie involved with John David Myers?
In her dreams.
A woman looks at crime scene photos.
Did he do this to her?
Hey, Sam, the way this works is we get to ask the questions.
I didn't know Carrie all that well.
Oh, right. She just lived here.
I was looking for a rent check, not a best friend. My last roommate moved to L.A. I met Carrie on audition 6 months ago.
She was an actress?
One of the great unemployed. She didn't seem like Jennifer Jason Leigh in that movie, so... What the hell, you know?
Carrie went to the premiere of a play, Half Past Dawn.
Yeah, I know. It was my ticket. One of my regulars gave it to me.
That's quite a tip. Why'd you give the ticket to Carrie?
Why not? I hate musicals. Carrie's crazy for them. Especially ones written by Connors and Rourke.
Let me ask you this. Carrie's boyfriend.
Who, Mark? They broke up about a month or so ago. Some big passion play. I didn't really want to hear about it.
With a man.
Am I supposed to be shocked?
No, not if you did it.
Believe me, I may have thought about her more than once, but I haven't even seen her in maybe 3 weeks.
Well, where were you on Wednesday night?
In the backseat of a Lexus on the way back from Baltimore with two friends. If you want their numbers, I can...
Yeah, we do.
Hey, man, I ain't the most sentimental cat in the world, but if somebody I was seeing ended up getting stabbed in the belly 8 times, I would at least want to know the who, what, and where of it all.
That's because you didn't know Carrie. Look, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but that woman was one royal pain.
Well, I'm a sucker for juicy details.
Okay. I met her at the gym. She's pretty hot, and we start going out. Look, I'm just looking for a good time, right? After 3 or 4 dates, she's rearranging my furniture, correcting my grammar. I swear, every sentence out of her mouth started with, "You should have." I told her we were done, it turns into World War III. Calls me prehistoric, a pig.
I've been there.
She threw a mirror at me, split my lip open. My neighbor called the cops, we're both sentenced to therapy. Anger management, to be exact. What a joke that is.
You know her shrink's name?
I'm sure it's in the court papers.
Keenan Psychiatric Clinic.
Nobody's mind in the store?
Sounds like they're in flagrante.
Might as well get comfortable.
It could be Sybil in there by herself.
Lenny opens a door to find a group in session.
Excuse me?
Police.
I can see that. I'm in session.
Yeah, this'll just take a minute, Doc. Talk among yourselves.
They step into the hallway as the woman shuts the door behind her.
We need to make this quick.
Okay, Carrie Gunderson.
As you can tell by the empty chair in there, she's not here.
That could be because she's dead.
She was murdered Wednesday night.
My God. Who?
Well, that's why we're here, Doc. Did she mention anybody in her life who was giving her trouble?
Even if I could help you, I couldn't. I'm sure you know. Anything that anybody says in that room is privileged.
You'd protect a guy who stabbed your patient 8 times?
The doctor stares at the detectives.
I have to go.
Later in a car.
My ex made me see a shrink.
Now that was money well spent.
Twice a week I'd get on the couch, tell him how the head of the orphanage used to get a kick out of beating me with his shoe.
That sounds like Oliver Twist.
It is. Ed, there's one of them.
A woman is leaving the clinic.
Excuse me. Aren't you and Carrie Gunderson's therapy group?
You're the cops. Dr. Cyrus told us about Carrie. It's unbelievable.
Did Carrie ever talk about anybody that might want to hurt her?
Not really.
Did she ever mention having trouble with a boyfriend?
She talked about the guy she had the fight with, Mark, I think it was.
Anybody else?
Well, there is this one guy in the group, James. It's pretty obvious he had a thing for her.
Was it reciprocal?
I doubt it.
Which one is James?
He hasn't been here all week.
Maybe he's been cured.
I don't think so. James had a court order twice a week for 12 months. He assaulted his boss, stabbed him a few times with a Sharpie.
Lenny and Eddie both raise their eyebrows.
I don't understand what the hell I'm doing here. My boss agreed not to press any charges.
This isn't about your boss.
You missed therapy this week, Jim.
I'll pay the fine.
Funny guy.
Carrie Gunderson missed it, too.
That's good. Split us up. First one that cracks gets a stay out of group free card.
She's dead.
What?
That's right. And since you had the hots for her.
Who said that?
What you gonna do, James? Stab him 8 or 9 times?
Hey, that thing with my boss got blown way out of proportion. I stuck him in the leg with a Sharpie. No big deal.
If you stuck him once, maybe. You know what this is?
Sure you'll tell me.
It's what's called your yellows. It's like a what you did to who and what the cops did about it. Listed here are 3 assault complaints.
All those charges were dropped.
Yeah, they were, man. But you gotta understand where we coming from. You crushing on Carrie, she ends up dead.
Where were you Wednesday night?
I went to a movie.
Let me guess, alone.
That's right.
Come on, James. A smart guy like you can do better than that.
Started at 10:45. At the Clearview in Chelsea.
Eddie motions for him to continue.
Okay. There was this old guy sitting next to me. I talked to him.
He got a name?
He had a bag from Urban Angler, place on 26th Street. I like to go out for stripers. So while we're waiting for the movie to begin, I asked him what he bought. He showed me this new surf casting reel, a Shimano.
What the hell? I've been fishing around for a new hobby.
Later at Urban Angler.
Shimano's top of the line. We're lucky if we sell 1 or 2 a week.
I'm surprised you sell much of anything in the middle of Manhattan.
More fishermen per square mile than most places, actually.
And more people per square mile, too.
You should try it. It's good for the nerves.
It shows, huh?
This would have been on Wednesday.
The man checks his computer records.
I did sell a Shimano Surfcaster that night. The customer's name is Josiah Winthrop. I can give you an address.
With Josiah.
Bought that reel for my brother. Thinks it'll last him till he's 80.
How old is he now?
Kid, 73.
Later that evening, you went to the movies, Mr. Winthrop?
Sure did. Too hot to go home. Don't got no air conditioning. Come here, what's
up? Did you see this man when you were there?
He holds up James's picture as Eddie talks on his cell phone.
He played one of the dead guys.
No, not in the movie, in the theater, sitting next to you. He said you two talked.
Yeah, fella sitting next to me. That's right.
Did he stay for the whole movie?
Yes, he did. Showed him that reel I bought for my brother. Things should last him till he's 90.
That reel's getting better all the time.
It's our boy Beck.
Thanks.
Josiah nods as they leave. Later.
The devil is in the details, gentlemen.
I'm guessing that's a good thing.
The shoe print itself was too smudged to be able to match it to any particular shoe, but I did an analysis of the residue itself. It's soil.
Dirt. Go figure.
No, listen carefully. I said soil. New York City dirt would have particles of asphalt and glass and concrete, but this is 100% organic.
You mean like potting soil?
Now you're talking. Unless somebody walked in straight from the greenhouse, my guess is it came from one of the houseplants.
Thanks.
With Margot.
How many times do I have to tell you this?
Hey, don't get smart. Why don't you tell us about the dirt on the carpet in the den?
What do you want to know?
Well, how it got there would be nice.
I'm sure the killer must have come in through the terrace door.
And stepped right into a flower pot?
Those smudges came from a houseplant.
Your boss is pretty sharp, Margot. First he kills the girl, then he stages both the break-in and the cuckoo act.
Impossible.
The only other alternative is it was you.
You know, I gotta tell you, Margot, I'm looking at your face, and I can see that you're neck deep in this.
I didn't kill her.
If you're holding something back, that makes you an accessory.
John's not well. I'm sure he had no idea what he was doing.
Well, you knew enough to send us out chasing our tails.
Working for John is my life. 12 years. 8 in the morning till 8 at night. His success is my success. His welfare is my welfare. I'm the one who...
She stares downward and licks her lips.
After I found the girl in the kitchen, I ran upstairs. John was crying. He couldn't talk. I knew what everyone would think. So I went back downstairs, and I tried to make it look like someone broke in.
Lenny leans closer to her.
Where's the knife?
I wrapped it in newspaper and hid it in the basement.
Eddie leaves and Lenny nods. Myers is sitting on a swing in a park. A man in a suit is standing behind him.
Tough day at the office?
I didn't think it would hurt anything.
What do you think you're doing?
Who are you?
I'm his doctor.
Shrink.
What's this, swing therapy?
John David Myers, you're under arrest for the murder of Carrie Gunderson. You have the right to remain silent.
Frederick.
Anything you say can be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney.
Frederick! I'll be right there, John. Help me!
In the interrogation room.
Talk to us, Mr. Myers.
Where's Frederick?
Something about an HMO.
I want him here.
Help us out. We'll see what we can do.
Myers closes his eyes and rolls his head slowly as he grimaces.
What?
I think he's singing.
Like a diamond in the sky.
This dude is starting to piss me off.
I wonder where you are.
Frederick is with Van Buren.
I'm telling you, he's too ill for this.
He wasn't too ill to go to a show, a party, pick up a woman, and kill her.
That's assuming a lot.
When the shoe fits.
I see. A celebrity notch on your belt puts another star on your collar.
You're not scoring any points here.
He couldn't kill anyone. John has been under my care for 3 years. He improved to the point where I thought it would do him good to attend a social function.
Looks like that was a bad decision.
He was actually improving. He was starting to compose again. Frankly, he's regressed to a point where I don't know if I can help him now.
No offense, but that's no longer an option.
Frederick stares at her.
You won't let me talk to my patient.
Your patient is a murder suspect now.
I'm a doctor. This is a medical situation.
The man looks fine to me.
I demand to see him.
Until you have more stars on your collar than I do, doctor, you can't demand a damn thing.
They glare at each other, then he takes a deep breath elsewhere.
Frederick told me to sing whenever I was scared.
He tell you to whistle when you stab naked girls?
Where is he? I need him here.
Like I said... Talk to us. We'll see what we can do.
Promise?
Cross my heart.
I killed her. I stabbed her and she was dead.
Eddie doesn't move. Myers looks back and forth between the detectives.
Well, now can I see Frederick?
Lenny turns to his partner, who stares at Myers with his mouth open.
Number 323-430, People v. John David Myers, murder in the second degree.
I was a huge fan, Mr. Myers.
My client appreciates that, Judge.
I said was. How does he plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
I assume your client can make substantial bail, Miss Cutler.
We're not consenting to bail, Judge. The people request remand.
His face is recognized all over the world. Where is he going to go?
Your Honor, if I may.
And you are?
Mr. Meyer's psychiatrist.
How about that? My grandson's pediatrician won't even make a house call.
Mr. Myers is heavily medicated. He can't function.
He confessed to brutally slaughtering a woman he just met.
He's been under my daily care for 3 years.
I wouldn't really brag about that, Doctor.
Your Honor.
Sit. I'm remanding the defendant and ordering observation at Bellevue.
Soon after, in Jack's office...
Cole Porter's lucky he's gone. What with the dearth of respect you people show men at the theater?
Cole Porter didn't have a dead woman in his townhouse, Lisa.
John Myers, please. He's as likely to have killed somebody as
Sweeney Todd. Very clever.
Excuse me, but this is outrageous. My patient is locked in the state institution, and you people are sitting here like it's the Algonquin Round Table.
You're a guest, Dr. Barrett. Please try to control yourself.
I know John. I know how ill he is. I know that it's beyond his capability to kill anyone.
But not to confess to a murder.
He was scared. He was confused.
And he was the only one in the house.
Not quite.
Come on, Lisa, you can't go with a break-in theory. Myers' assistant already said that she staged it.
What is it your DA say? Just because Mark Furman may have planted the glove doesn't make O.J. innocent.
Cute, but not applicable.
Try the opposite on Forsyth. And before you get all hot and bothered over the alleged confession,
Myers signed a Miranda waiver. Would have been good if the police had read it before they put it in front of him. Mr. Myers asked to speak to Dr. Barrett before he said a word.
He's a lawyer, too?
Oh, Jack, you've always been so literal. See you in chambers.
The lawyer and doctor leave. Soon after.
You're claiming that Mr. Myers was entitled to legal advice from his psychiatrist during the police interrogation?
He unequivocally asked Detectives Briscoe and Green for an opportunity to speak to Dr. Barrett while he was in police custody before he made any incriminating statements.
We don't dispute that, but there's no Sixth Amendment right to a medical professional.
The Sixth Amendment is far less rigid than Mr. McCoy would have us believe. For instance, an indigent defendant is entitled to a court-appointed lawyer even though it appears nowhere in the text.
But the Constitution clearly says a lawyer.
Actually, it says counsel. On the face of it, that means advice from someone he trusts. In People v. Crimmins, the court makes no distinction between members of the bar and laymen. The critical factor is the nature of the advice being sought, not the certificate on the wall.
Under Ms. Cutler's analysis, if a defendant asked for a plumber during his interrogation, the police would have to honor that request.
No, but if he asked to speak to a specific person who happened to be his plumber, that would be a whole different matter.
Nice try, counsel.
Your Honor, when the police first spoke to Mr. Myers, they were informed he was represented by counsel. An affidavit by Margot Dalton, Mr. Myers' personal assistant, in which she said she told the police, and I quote, he has a lawyer. It's well settled that once the police are informed that a defendant is represented by counsel...
Informed by the defendant, not a third party. As you'll see in paragraph 6, the defendant didn't say anything.
The defendant couldn't say anything. He was in shock. The only person who could speak for him spoke, and it was ignored.
Miss Cutler should have put this argument into her motion papers.
Would you have changed your approach if she had? The confession is out.
Jack frowns. With D.A. Arthur Branch.
The old check and raise. She set you up with a jab and knocked you out with a cross.
Let's see just how many metaphors we can mix.
Well, I got a ton of them. And if this Myers guy walks, you're going to hear each and every one.
Without a confession...
He was the only one in the house, Serena.
With no apparent motive. Margot Dalton led us to the murder weapon. Her prints were on it.
Do you really think Margot murdered Carrie Gunderson?
Of course not. I'm just giving you a preview of Cutler's case.
Right. The butler did it.
The personal assistant.
Whatever she is, I'd inform her she's about to become the number one scapegoat. That might help refresh her memory.
Later at the park with Margot...
John was more than a boss.
Are you saying...
He was a friend. I did more than just paperwork. I talked to him, comforted him. I gave him a shoulder to cry on.
So do you have any idea why he killed Carrie?
Of course not.
I hate going there, Margot, but there are two choices. Either Myers...
Me? You think I killed her?
Lisa Cutler is fighting for Myers' life.
She's known me for years. She knows I wouldn't kill anyone.
But you're not paying her fees.
A lot of fingers get pointed in a murder trial. You've already admitted to tampering with evidence, staging a break-in.
That's right, to protect John.
I am just warning you how it's going to happen, Margot.
Margot stares away, wide-eyed. They both sit.
If there's anything that you're not telling us...
When I first started working for John, he was drinking a lot. Doing a lot of drugs, doing crazy things.
Like?
Fights in clubs, girls. There were so many. One morning I came in, and there was a naked girl in the closet. John was standing at the door screaming.
Do you remember her name?
Margot shakes her head.
That's when I made him start seeing Dr. Barrett.
Later, Serena's with Dr. Barrett.
Well, I'm not at liberty to talk about this.
Let me tell you a story about two wealthy brothers out in L.A. One of them told his psychiatrist he planned on killing his parents. You'll never guess what the court said.
John didn't even know Cary Gunderson until that night. How could he have told me anything?
If it had happened before.
It didn't.
Well, I have a feeling that his other girlfriends were luckier than Cary, or at least quicker.
That's ridiculous.
She leans closer to him.
If it comes out in trial that you could have prevented this, we won't hesitate to charge you.
The doctor turns away and looks out a window.
John's mother. Put it this way. She had a temper.
She beat John.
Psychologically. One day when John was 13... he came home and found her standing over his father with a knife in her hand. She stabbed him a dozen times in the chest. John saw the last five. His mother's still in Oakwood. It's a private hospital in Maine. John had fantasies about stabbing women.
Later with Jack.
He should have gone to the police.
Well, they're fantasies, Jack. He never thought Myers would actually stab anyone.
No, just chase a woman into a closet.
Myers told Barrett he showed her a knife and she freaked out.
Barrett told you all this?
Gift horse.
How dare you talk to my client's doctor without talking to me first?
It doesn't feel right being sucker punched, does it, Lisa?
Damn it, Jack, it's not the same thing at all. There's a little something called privilege.
Explain that to your client's doctor.
A psychiatrist is obligated to disclose future criminal acts.
He's got Myers locked up in a nut house, for crying out loud. Who's he gonna kill?
That's not the point.
I'm gonna move to exclude everything Barrett told you.
And you'll lose.
You wanna push the envelope? Fine. My notice to change Myers' plea to not responsible by reason of mental defect.
The lawyer hands Jack a paper, then leaves. Bellevue Hospital. Myers is with Dr. Skoda.
I was a drunk. I was a coke addict. I abused myself and everybody around me.
And Dr. Barrett helped you.
Saved my life.
200 milligrams of Thorazine daily. That's not living. That's barely existing.
Well, it's better than the alternative.
Which is?
He paces for a moment, then leans against a game table as Dr. Skoda watches.
But you made it to the top of your chosen profession in spite of everything?
Big deal, who cares?
Did your mother?
My mother has nothing to do with this.
I know what she did, John.
I got 6 Tonys, 2 Pulitzers, and a mom who killed my dad. That's some resume.
Myers shakes his head.
They let my mom come to my dad's funeral. She had chains on her wrist, and she turns to me and she says, "That's the last ball game I'll ever watch."
He turns to Skoda, who stares at him stoically.
My mother was a pig.
Did Cary remind you of your mom?
Cary was a pig.
Is that why you killed her?
He shakes his head again.
John?
Where's Frederick?
He'll be here later. Tell me why you stabbed Carrie Gunderson.
Myers pushes a table aside and glares face to face with Skoda. The doctor holds up his hand to stop attendants from approaching further.
Because...
Skoda swallows as Myers sits and begins to cry.
And I cried afterward. Frederick knows.
He didn't hear voices or black out. He remembers exactly what happened and he feels terrible about it.
Wow. Lunch is on me.
So why?
Wrong time, wrong place, wrong two people.
We're not going to turn this into blaming the victim, are we?
Think back to physics. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. From what I can gather from police reports, Carrie Gunderson was an intolerant, controlling personality, especially where men were concerned.
Yeah, she insisted her old boyfriend buy new sheets after two dates.
Exactly. She demanded that the world be seen through her particular window.
And Myers didn't like the view.
Most men wouldn't. The male of the species tends not to care whether he drinks his beer out of a glass or a can.
Oh, come on.
Okay, all right, that's a trivial example, but you got to admit, the American male has been...
If you say castrated, I'm leaving.
Case in point. Male opinions can't be expressed. Their visceral behavior is no longer tolerated.
Serena smirks and turns to Jack.
Don't look at me.
Look around you, Serena. Society is telling men that they're in desperate need of remedy.
I'm sorry, are you saying that this was one small stab for man, one giant slice for mankind? That is absurd.
What I really am saying is that it was a giant stab for Myers. He called Carrie Gunderson a pig. He also called dear old mom a pig.
And it was really the latter he wanted on the end of his knife.
Dr. Skoda nods. Supreme Court, Trial Part 99. Margot is on the stand.
I arrived at John's townhouse like I did every morning, around 8. When I walked into the kitchen, that's when I saw her, the girl who... I saw one of the knives from John's collection on the floor next to her body.
What did you do?
It was obvious she was dead, so I went to find John.
Because you thought he might be injured too?
Well, no.
What did you think, Miss Dalton?
That John might be responsible for what happened.
Why was that?
John was obsessed with knives.
What do you mean, obsessed?
When I first started working for him, he'd always have one in his belt. He was drinking a lot then. He got, I don't know, raucous. It scared me. I told him either he locked the knives up or I'd quit. That's when he bought the display case.
Jack glances toward the jury before taking his seat. The defense attorney stands.
Did you ever see Mr. Myers attack someone with a knife?
No.
But you told ADA Sutherland...
I saw him outside a closet door. There was a woman inside.
And he was threatening her?
He was screaming.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Do you remember what he was screaming?
Something about his mother.
So he thought the woman inside the closet was his mother?
Objection. The witness has no way to know.
Withdrawn. In the 12 years that you worked for Mr. Myers, did he ever visit his mother?
John told me his mother was dead.
Then it would surprise you to learn that his mother is in a secure psychiatric facility in Maine.
Margot stares toward Myers.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't look at her. Later, Dr. Skoda's on the stand.
Did Carrie Gunderson look like the defendant's mother?
No.
Did she sound like her?
I wouldn't know. What I do know is that the victim's dominating personality reminded him of his mother.
Did he tell you that when he stabbed Carrie, he thought he was stabbing his mom?
No, he did not.
Is there any chance that he thought he was stabbing her?
I doubt it. He felt remorse for killing Carrie Gunderson. If he'd thought it was his mother, he would have experienced nothing but relief.
Jack raises his eyebrows, then returns to the prosecution table.
Dr. Skoda, I'm confused. Mr. Myers is in his 50s. I assume he's met dominating women before this. As far as I'm aware, he's never stabbed any of them.
That's probably because his rage was masked by medication. Mr. Myers told me his psychiatrist had started to wean him off the Thorazine prior to the murder.
You don't sound as if you approve, Doctor.
Thorazine is usually prescribed to schizophrenics. The defendant is disturbed, he's angry, but he's not schizophrenic. Personally, I would have attacked the cause of his rage instead of trying to mask the symptoms.
And he's felt this rage ever since his mother did her magic.
That's right.
Doctor, are you aware of schizophrenic episodes occurring for the first time in patients of Mr. Myers' age?
Yes, but that's not the case here.
Really? Dr. Barrett had only been treating him for 3 years. That's 47 years of walking around the streets angry without killing anybody.
Mr. Myers self-medicated with alcohol, with cocaine. The point is, when he stabbed Carrie Gunderson, he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that it was wrong, and he did it anyway.
In your opinion?
Yes.
And you saw him for how long?
3 hours.
She grimaces toward the jury as Jack shifts in his seat. Later, Dr. Barrett is on the stand.
That's right. 5 times a week. When necessary, more than that.
How many hours a day?
2, sometimes 3.
Is that typical, Doctor?
For someone in John's condition, yes.
What condition is that?
He was delusional. He heard voices. His mother, specifically. He carried knives as a means of protection.
So, what you're saying is that Mr. Myers thought his mother would kill him just like she'd killed his dad.
That's right. He was barely a teenager when he experienced one of the most traumatic events imaginable.
I see. Is it true that you'd begun to reduce his medication?
Yes, I'd been slowly reducing his dosage over the prior year. We've made progress in our therapy. John wanted to start writing again. He was actually able to sit at the piano for several hours a day.
And he'd stopped hearing the voice in his head?
No, he still heard it. But he realized it couldn't harm him.
What happened the night he killed Carrie Gunderson?
The play, the party, the public. He was overstimulated. Destroyed everything we accomplished in therapy.
So once again he was scared of Mom's voice?
Yes.
Why do you think he didn't tell that to Dr. Skoda?
John is a very intelligent, creative man. He's embarrassed by his illness. He's manufactured many defense mechanisms, the primary of which is lying.
Myers' attorney nods, and Jack stands.
So he'd rather go to prison than be humiliated.
Please don't trivialize this, Mr. McCoy. A man witnessed his mother kill his father. This is not something that's easy to live with, let alone talk about.
I apologize. Did you know he was going to go to the theater that night?
Yes, he begged me to let him go. He wanted to see old friends. I didn't think it would do any harm.
I guess you were wrong.
Yes, I was. But I insisted that he not go to the party.
Because of the overstimulation?
That's correct. The last thing he needed was to drink martinis with an emotionally unstable actress who would only demand things of him that he couldn't deliver.
Like sex?
John is a world-famous theatrical composer. She was a wannabe star. You do the math.
I did, and...
Jack stops and thinks for a moment.
That's all.
We'll resume tomorrow, 9:30.
Barrett said that Carrie Gunderson was an emotionally unstable actress.
So?
So nowhere in our file do the words emotionally unstable appear.
Maybe he figured birds of a feather.
Well, maybe Myers mentioned her in one of his sessions.
You think Myers knew Carrie before the party?
I know.
With Carrie's roommate.
Believe me, if Carrie had ever met John David Myers, she would have told me about it.
Why, she wasn't discreet?
Look, we're actresses. If she and Myers were an item, she would have called Page Six herself. I already told all this to the cops. Why push the replay button?
You're right, it's a long shot. Is there any chance at all that she mentioned Dr. Barrett, Frederick Barrett?
Doesn't sound familiar. Then again, she didn't introduce me to every guy she spent time with.
Serena shows Dr. Barrett's picture to Carrie's roommate.
This is Myers' shrink.
You recognize him?
He's a customer who gave me the ticket to the theater. The one I gave Carrie the night she was killed.
Do you know if she ever saw a psychiatrist?
She gave me one of her sleeping pills every now and then.
Is there any chance at all you remember where she kept the bottle?
She nods. At the clinic.
I know she saw Dr. Barrett because he prescribed sleeping pills to her.
Then what do you need me for?
It's a long story.
So is the case law on doctor-patient privilege.
Yes, it is, but not when a third party overhears it. Carrie spoke to you in front of six other people.
Who were also patients. That's how group therapy works.
Carrie's therapy was court-ordered, wasn't it?
That's the way it usually works with anger management.
Well, that means that you were required to file a report with the judge, and that means that Carrie implicitly waived privilege. This may have something to do with Carrie's murder, Dr. Cyrus.
Okay. Carrie had been sleeping with her psychoanalyst. He broke it off. She was planning to sue him for malpractice.
Serena's mouth drops open in Jack's office.
So you've finally seen the light, Jack?
Yes, I have.
Glad to hear it. Want to make us an offer?
Bye, Lisa. I think I'm winning.
Yeah, right. So why aren't we in court?
Dr. Barrett knows.
It's what I've been saying all along. John needs treatment, not a jail cell.
The only issue is who will treat him.
He's not going back to that state hospital. I won't allow it.
Frederick's my doctor.
I think Dr. Barrett might be otherwise occupied.
Frederick?
Don't worry, John. They're just playing their games again.
Well, can I play too?
D&O follow the leader? Or perhaps Simon Says is more appropriate. After all, that's Dr. Barrett's specialty.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You say it, Mr. Myers does it.
Dr. Barrett shakes his head.
Are you saying he put my client up to this?
Jack leans toward Myers.
Did you know Carrie Gunderson was Dr. Barrett's patient? And that they were lovers?
Dr. Barrett smirks and tilts his head at Myers.
Frederick didn't tell me to do anything.
He didn't have to, Mr. Myers. He knew your psychological makeup. He knew Carrie Gunderson's. All he had to do was put two damaged people in the same test tube, stand back, and watch the explosion.
If real people were only that predictable.
Maybe he just told you that Carrie was going to ruin his career.
Either way, John's not responsible for what happened.
I'm willing to put a psychiatric commitment on the table if he gives us the details.
No jail time.
Everyone stares at Myers, who frowns and puts his fingers to his forehead.
How about it, Mr. Myers?
Myers looks at Jack, then at Dr. Barrett, who shakes his head slightly.
Frederick helps me.
The man so concerned about your mental health is ready, willing, and able to let you rot in prison.
You know that's not true, John.
I killed Carrie. I stabbed her.
Because he wanted you to. He manipulated you.
That's ridiculous. You have nothing to support that.
You've got to help yourself here, John. You've got to tell Mr. McCoy how this happened, and you've got to tell him now.
It's that or man one, Mr. Myers.
He used you.
Myers knits his brow as he stares at Serena, then his gaze moves downward again. Dr. Barrett glares at Myers, who turns to Jack.
He's my doctor.
Very good, John.
Dr. Barrett squeezes Myers' hand, then pats it. Myers stares at Jack, who turns to Dr. Barrett. Dr. Barrett has a smug look on his face. Later, near the elevator.
What does that mean, man one?
15 to life.
He doesn't deserve that.
Because he's sick?
That's right.
Doctor, heal thyself.
Whatever you think, I was not responsible for this. I'm a doctor. I do what I can to cure the ill. I can't save every patient. Mea culpa, I failed with John.
Don't beat yourself up, Doctor. Austin has a way of working wonders with people like Mr. Myers.
What's that supposed to mean?
A month, 6 months, a year. Before you know it, you'll be as good as new, talking.
Barrett gets in the elevator.
Like a teenager with a first phone.
Jack pushes a button.
Going down.
Dr. Barrett frowns as the elevator doors close. The preceding story was fictional. No actual person or event was...